Parshas B'Shalach, we read about Kriyas Yamsuf. Very famously, the Mishamin Avri Psochim says that the emes is that every time you experience a nes, Klal Yisrael experiences a nes, they're supposed to say Hallel. Why didn't Klal Yisrael say Hallel right when they came out of Mitzrayim? Why did they wait till after Kriyas Yamsuf? Well, now we said Shira. So, because the Mishalmi says, because the truth is that the Yisrael Mitzrayim wasn't totally finished. The redemption of Yisrael Mitzrayim wasn't finished until Kriyas Yamsuf. I knew that Kriyas Yamsuf is the real finale, is the final step of Yisrael Mitzrayim. This idea can be explained in many, many different ways. Maybe we'll focus on one now. So if we're many, many places, Yisrael Mitzrayim, besides being the physical redemption, freeing of Klal Yisrael, Yisrael Mitzrayim was actually the birth of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Klal Yisrael. That which is Mavur in the Kuzri, the Kuzri famously says that in the different stages, categories of creation in the world, human is the highest creation. There's really a fifth level besides the regular human. Klal Yisrael is another level of creation. It's a different type of human being. That was created in Yetzias Mitzrayim. That happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'd like to suggest that in that aspect, in that dimension, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a new human being, a human being that the core of his being is his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah Mitzvahs. That Nekuda, that wasn't finally totally finished until Kriyas Yamsuf. In Kriyas Yamsuf, that was the real Makkah B'Patish. That was the real final stage in the building and the creation of this Bria, which is called a Yehudi Yid. Let's explain. There's a fascinating idea, which is not so well known. Just how much is Kriyas Yamsuf, not just another event that Klal Yisrael went through, but how defining Kriyas Yamsuf is in the definition of Klal Yisrael Adaris. We all know there are a few names that refer to Klal Yisrael. One is obviously Klal Yisrael referred to. Another is Yehudim, referred to as Yehudim. One of the names we're called to is Ivrim. We're called Ivrim. Where does the name Ivri come from? So everyone knows the Chazal in one place say it comes from Avraham Avinu, that he stood on one side of the Yam against the entire world and he fought against them with his belief in HaKadosh Baruch. The emes is, there's another reference to Chazal, why with Deris we're called Irim. The word Irim actually comes from the Lashon Oyver Yam. We are the nation that crossed the Yam. Where is this mentioned? The Sugyan Erechim, it's mentioned briefly in Rashi in Erechim Dav Dalet. The Sugyan Erechim Dav Dalet is brought two sheets is whether or not the Kohens, the Kohanim, and the Levim were obligated to participate in Machzor Shekel, the mitzvah of Machzor Shekel. One sheet says that they're not mechuyev, because the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, when it says the chiyuv of Machzor Shekel, it says kol ze yitnu kol ha'oyver al pikudim. Who has to give? Everyone who passed on the pikudim, that sheet learns that ha'oyver pikudim means you have to pass through the count, and the counting of Klal Yisrael. We know that Shevet Levi wasn't included in the count of Klal Yisrael. So according to that Shita, Machzor Shekel, Shevet Levi is not included. But there's a second Shita, a second Tana holds, that Kohanim are Mechuyev. They are included in this Pasuk. So how do they read the Pasuk? So Rashi and Erech and Avdala brings from the Sechta Shkolim. They read, Zeyinu Kol Oiver is not referring to Oiver Lepikudim, it's referring to Kol Oiver HaLayam. Anyone who went, passed through the Yam, anyone who passed through the Yam, he has to give Machzor Shekel. Now this is very surprising. Why all of a sudden? And if he that sheet, obviously, like Sheva Levi also passed through the Yam. Entire Klal Yisrael passed through the Yam. So very surprising. Why would that be the deciding factor? Would he give Machzor Shekel? Machzor Shekel was something that was all Klal Yisrael joined together in. The answer is, this is based on this message, based on this Chazal, that this is part of a defining feature of Klal Yisrael. Having passed through the Yam, that's why we are called Ivrim. This needs further explanation. Why is it that forever Klal Yisrael was called upon this event of every Yam? Obviously, like we just mentioned, this is something, a defining feature of what made Klal Yisrael who they are, Ad Netzach Mitzachim. Let's try to explain a little bit. We mentioned before that it seems many sources that Yetzias Mitzrayim was the creation of a Yin. That's a much deeper. Rabbi Yitzchak Eisenhower, the Talmud of Tamidei HaGaon, he writes in his Pirush Yad Mitzrayim on HaGadosh HaPesach and in the Rav Sfarim, he writes and he says that Chazal say that the Eser Makas that we came out of Mitzrayim with, they are parallel to the Eser Mamoris, Asar Mamoris that the world was created. And the Bitzachai Zuchav explains, he says that the truth is, the depth of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim was a Mardua Basra. It was a sequel to the creation of the world. It was a second creation of the world. He explains that the first Eser Mamoris was the creation of the world as we know in the Olam Kimin Hagenoig. I know in the Teva, in the natural order in the system of the world. Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim was a creation of a higher level of the order in the world. There's also an order that's Lamala Miderech HaTeva. And that's why it was created in the backdrop of 10 Nisim, all miraculous acts, because this is a new Seder of the world. And the natural Seder of the world, what runs that system is cause and effect, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in the natural order from Yitzhiyas Briya. It rains according to the rain system, and when you plant a seed, it grows. And that order of the world, says the Bitzchai Zuchover, when a person does mitzvahs, it's not a reason why you should be successful. If you make the proper investments with the right people, that's why you should be successful. But if you do mitzvahs and you're over verse, that's not a reason why there should be any sort of cause and effect in this world. If you daven, that won't bring you, get you, cure you any quicker. It will help much more to go to the right doctor. In this new Seder of the world, that's called the Malam Derech HaTeva, there's a new set of cause and effect. The Torah and the mitzvahs, our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, a human's relationship with God, that is going to be the cause and effect. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to juggle and synthesize the Seder L'malam Midei HaTeva with the Seder HaTeva. But this is a new creation of the world. This is a new Seder L'malam Midei HaTeva. This is the Iker possibility for human beings to make real changes in life is enabled by the Seder L'malam Midei HaTeva. And the Seder of Teva, as we know it, the Klal HaGadol, the rules are, like it says, the pasuk Geheles. Masha ha Yehu sheyeh ve'en kol tachas masha tachas haShemesh. Shemesh, which is the center of the natural world, this pattern, it repeats itself. You're not going to change. You want what you are. It's going to be more of the same. Masha naaseh hu sheyeh aseh. The ability to change, the ability to be something different, is created in l'malam Midei HaTeva. Now, in this second creation, Kaviyoch of the world, where Agav, the first of the month, and that Seder is not a Tishrei, it's Nisan, that's in the Seder of L'malam Midei HaTeva. So in the center of that world stands the Yid. He is the center of that creation. Stands the Yid and his connection to Torah and Mitzvahs. I'd like to suggest, in this aspect, in this dimension, in this view, this is where Kriyas Yamsov was a second level and really a makav patish, a final step in the creation of this Yid, the creation of the Yid, who he will be the centerpiece of this Seder of the Malami Derech HaTeva, this natural, higher natural, a world that's run by Ashkocha Pratis, by Nes. When we say the Malami Derech HaTeva, we mean, like the Ramban says, at the end of the last week's parasha, Nisim Estarim, Ki Kol Dvareinu, Kulam, Ein Behem, Kulam Nisim, Ein Behem, Minig V'Teva Shal Olam Bechlal. That's this new Seder Abriya. Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim was one step. It was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Nisim in the world and he showed that Klal Yisrael could be run and that is not bound by the natural order. But Kriyas Yamsov was another level. And the Hesber is the following. In Nisim Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael wasn't the one who affected the supernatural change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first did Asar Nisim, then Klal Yisrael ran after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nisim preceded Klal Yisrael. In Kriyas Yamsif, what do we have in this week's parasha? Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has to jump. Nachshem and Aminadav, Klal Yisrael following, they jump into the Yam, and that initiates. And that triggers this breaking, Kaviyachal, going, extending beyond the natural form. The natural world. Let's explain more. The Yam, what is the Yam? The Yam is a place, that's something that is beyond the ability. It's a turf, it's a territory that the human can't exist there. In the natural world, there's no existence of a human there. It represents not just the ability to go beyond the nature. Sometimes a person pushes and he says, I'm going to go a little bit more, go beyond my natural limitations. The Yam Sif represents ability to change your etzem identity, to imagine, to open up a new territories of turf where I can't imagine that a human being could exist there. The Yam is the ultimate gvul where a human can't exist there. Klal Yisrael themselves was able to place themselves in a place that was kaviyachol beyond boundary, that was not possible. This is a new level of what it means, this human being that is not bound by the Teva. He not only could be beyond the Teva, there's nothing, there's no turf, there's no territory that he can't go. This is what it means, Oivre Yam. Klal Yisrael was able to go past the Yam, past what it means, past any musig of boundary, past any territory. This is the final defining essence of Klal Yisrael. In the Lamaisa Dika term, what I would like to suggest a few examples, this is our ability. We have to remember us as Yidden. It's hard enough to be able to make changes, but to even fathom a person going certain boundaries, one of the greatest boundaries and limits that there is in this world is what's called a person's self-identity, self-image. I would compare that to a Yam. A person to go a little bit more than what he knows he already could do, that's hard enough. But a person to imagine he could be something that he never thought, that's not me, to even approach that and to even realistically make that part of my territory, of my arena of operations, is impossible in the Tivius Dika cook. In the cook of Teva, I can't imagine that. For a Balabas to dabble a little bit in a Rav's drasha, in some sort of shmooze that he hears, and some sort of nice divrei Torah, that's one thing. But when the Rav is going into a deep talk about a Rambam, how many Balabatim's ears turn off when he's about to go into some deep discussion of a Rajba? That's not my turf, that's not me. I can hear a little bit nice thought from a Musar thought. But for me to realistically attack learning the Iyun, even for a certain hour Seder, for so many Balabatim, that's territory that's undiscovered, that's unapproachable. It's not me, B'chal. The problem is the jump, the ability to ever even look at that. Take somebody who, at an adult age, realizes that they have major problems themselves, that they have major problems that they never tackled. Do you know what strength it takes for a human being to actually really pick himself up and, after so many years, honestly, with a full effort, really approach changing himself, whether it means to go to therapy, whether it means to work on things that he was never ever willing to face? This is a change in self. This is what it means, Oivre Yam. This is supposed to be the Nachla of Klal Yisrael. This is who we are. We got that when we went over the Yam. This is a defining feature of who we are. Rabbi Shapiro once said, this is why when Yonah HaNavi is on the boat and the Yam is about, starts to storm and starts to threaten to topple over the boat, and all the sailors come to Yonah and they say, "Nu, what's going on over here?" And he says to them, "Ivri anoichi ves alikim ani yore." Why does he choose that of all languages describe himself as an Ivri? Because he's sending a message. I'm an Ivri Yam. I'm not scared of the Yam. When you're lost in the Yam, the human feels threatened. He feels like a dwarf. He feels like he can't. There's not Mokum I could even handle. And Yonah turns to him and says, "Klal Yisrael, nothing stops Klal Yisrael. I'm a Yid, that's not my problem. My problem is I'm not afraid of the Yam. I'm afraid of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I have to make a Cheshbin with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's my Kiyum. That's my only Kiyum." We have to remember, and this is a message of Kriyas Yamsuf, and this is why it's the Gemara of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We are forever Oivre Yam. There's nothing that a Yid can't do. There's no boundaries to a Yid and his connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Torah Mitzvahs. Let us all be Zeicha Tacha forever to be Ivrim Oivre Yam. Good Shabbos.